Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And of course, people are getting really very excited about the upcoming Jerusalem Marathon. And always an encouragement that if you're thinking about it, to sign up and get going with it as soon as possible. It's really about making a huge difference, running through the streets of Jerusalem and honoring a warrior with every step that you take. So it's not just a race, it's a chance to uplift lives and to bring hope to those who need it most. So it's happening on the 4th of April. Flights are extremely limited. Spots are filling up fast. So visit the DL Link website, www.dllink.co.za today. Be part of something truly life-changing. So you get to run with a purpose and change lives. I've got to tell you, I'm still buzzing from this amazing, amazing 3Cs gala dinner that took place last week. I started talking about it a little bit during the show last week because it was the day after, and I was just buzzing, and it was just so emotional, and it was just so uplifting, because we have many, many stories, and the warriors come on and they share their stories, and we celebrate life, and we celebrate the journey, and we celebrate going into remission. And there are times we mourn because some of these incredible souls leave this mortal coil. And last week's 3Cs dinner was really about light, bringing light into the world, celebrating life. And the heroes were these kids who were singing and dancing, two of which have really been quite prominent over the years on the show, sharing their cancer journeys. And then the other beautiful, they're ranging, teenagers, youngsters, and they've all had some interaction or some relationship with cancer, having had cancer, family members go through that cancer journey. And then these amazing doctors who took to the stage and sang their hearts out and sang so beautifully. And to see doctors singing, because we talk about doctors and we talk about the healing journey, was just amazing. So we thought for the show today to talk about the 3Cs dinner, to talk about how it was possible to get these kids who hadn't had any experience, dance and singing experience, to get up on the stage and to, just connect and sing and dance and just express themselves in the most beautiful way, and how they got a whole lot of GPs, not just GPs, doctors, to come onto the stage and perform as well. So yes, so a beautiful, heartfelt gratitude message from Michelle Goodman and the DL Link team, really out, Ori, for you listening, this amazing gala dinner. And as Michelle says, Cherise, one of the beautiful young stars, Cherise, who had her cancer journey, and we followed it, as I said. And Cherise has reminded us, I might only have one match, but I'll make an explosion. And that's exactly what happened last week, coming together and bringing our own light, creating something powerful. So Michelle said, because of you, the message of we shine brighter together became a reality. Your generosity and passion that filled the hall continue to ignite hope and strength in ways that will ripple far beyond this evening. So we're really excited to have Dr. Lana Melich on the show today, who performed and absolutely magnificently. So Lana, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me.
I did not know there were so many talented doctors out there.
Ah, well, we actually did a collaboration in 2020, and we discovered a lot of hidden talent when we did a YouTube video song Voices That Care. So we actually had a bit of a database of who could sing already.
Just amazing. You know, I mean, I think of school, I think of productions, I think of all the talent, right? When you go to these productions and then these kids leave school and then they find their own careers. Some of them pursue a career in entertainment and performance, and many move on to solidify some other kind of career. And clearly, Lana, you really shone during productions at school, and then you decided to get serious and become a doctor.
Well, I didn't think it was possible to do both. And you know, I still sing a lot. I mean, if you're sitting in my car when I'm driving, the car is never quiet. While I'm cooking, in the shower, it's just one doesn't get the opportunity to get on stage unless one is doing it professionally from a certain point.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you say, you all got together a year ago. How did it come about that you performed at the Three C's Gala Dinner? Had you had any association with the DL Link before? Just explain to us all.
So actually, I'd never had any official association with the DL Link. I'd been to one of the dinners, and I was very familiar with the work they do. I've referred patients to the DL Link, patients and their families, and said, listen, you guys need support, and these guys are amazing. So I was very familiar with what they do, but I'd never actually been formally involved with them. And then one evening in November, a WhatsApp pops up on my phone, unknown number, and I get this voice message, hi, Lana, it's Shana. Now, I haven't seen Shana since high school. We were in Little Shop of Horrors together back in our matric year, and I don't think I've seen her since matric. And she said, listen, I'm putting together a production for the DL Link dinner, and we're looking for doctors who can sing, and I remember you can sing. Would you be interested in joining? And I thought, wow, this sounds like something so interesting and different and better than my boring, ordinary life. Why not? So I said, yes, thank you. Sounds fabulous. And I didn't realize what I was committing to, because to me it was just a fun project. But by the end of it, it touches your soul. Seeing these kids and their families and understanding that everyone's been touched by cancer and their optimism, they're amazing. So I went in with one expectation and came out with my soul enriched.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because I know what you're saying and I know what you mean. And I think, and I'm wondering actually more of a question, you being a doctor, as you said, you've referred people to the DL Link, and here you got to experience it in such a different way. So you've walked off with something, you've gained something. And how would you say that's impacted you as a doctor?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say as a doctor, because I mean, from a clinical perspective, nothing much changes. But, you know, for example, my mother was there. She came to watch and she messaged me yesterday, actually. And she said, Lan, I need to get involved with these people. You know, she's retired and she's looking for something to do. And she was so touched by what they do. She was like, get me contacts. I need to get involved. I think the more exposed you are, the more you want to be involved and the more you want to help, because the job they're doing is just phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said yes. You got so much more out of it than you thought you would. But you had to give up a lot of your time. I mean, you talk about schlepping your kids and going to rehearsals. You know, that's a huge commitment. And I've got to say, I mean, when you all stood up, you didn't look like people who were trying to sing. You looked like a very, very professional group of singers, really.
So, well, thank you. No, but didn't feel like it.
Oh, it was amazing. So just tell us, what were the rehearsals like? What was it like from that point of view?
So effectively, the first couple of rehearsals were at Shana's house, and Yael was there, and Yael is also a phenomenal talent. And we just went through the songs to try and get a sense of what they sounded like, and most of us had never heard at least two of the songs before. And then basically from January, we decided to start coordinating actual stage work. So we were meeting at Genesis in one of the boardrooms, and we were going through the songs, working out who would sing up, who would sing down, where we were all going to stand on the stage, were the mics up, were the mics down. It was a little bit more technical. I mean, fortunately, we didn't need much help with the actual singing part. I mean, Yael did direct us to say, listen, maybe sustain this note a bit longer, or put emphasis on the last consonant. But I mean, the singing part wasn't the hard part. It was the coordinating between all of us. And then finding times that we were all available. I mean, you've got to understand that one of the group, Lance, is an ENT, a busy ENT. He's in theatre. He'd come rushing in and rushing out. Daniel also has a particularly busy practice. And then I'm a little bit more flexible. Sharoni and Etty were very gracious in managing to find time to arrive at the rehearsals. And Simpiwe, I only met in January when he arrived for the technical rehearsals. So to find a time that we could all be available to be together, because you need everyone together to get a sense of where you are, was difficult. And I mean, on Sundays, you know, my kids have all the extramurals. One Sunday, my younger son had a chess tournament in Roodepoort. And I said, do I have to be at this rehearsal? I'm going to Roodepoort. And Shana said, listen, I'd really appreciate it. So I dropped him at the chess tournament, sat with him for an hour and a half, drove from Roodepoort to Glenhazel, rehearsed, drove back from Glenhazel to Roodepoort, sat with him some more. It was like an epic day. I was exhausted. I also landed up missing my other son's mid-mar swim because we were supposed to be in the recording studio that Sunday. They wanted to do a backing of the tracks, and then at the last minute decided just to do the kids. So I said to my son, listen, I'm not coming to mid-mar because I'm going to be in the recording studio, which I must say sounded quite glamorous at the time. I put a few things on hold, but it was so, so worth it. I mean, I regret nothing. Any time that there was not devoted to my practice or my kids or whatever, it was doubled in terms of the enrichment that I got from this whole experience.
And did some of your patients say, I saw you? I mean, have you had that feedback yet?
Well, I kind of bumped into them while everyone was eating hors d'oeuvres, so that I knew who was there. And no one's actually come up to me in the rooms at this point and said, oh, I was there that night. I think I kind of bumped into who I knew was there.
Did you feel like a little bit like, you know, some of them are my patients. Did you feel a little bit nervous about it?
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. So what would you say, Lana, that, you know, you spoke about, you know, from obviously from as a doctor, you the same doctor, and I asked about how has it changed you as a doctor. So maybe I'll be more specific with the question, because you know, you got to experience the DL Link in a particular way. You got to see the kids, the family, how lives and are affected, really. So in terms of that, Lana, interacting with patients, has it given you a different perspective on the kind of journey your patients could have?
You know, I'd like to think I'm quite an empathetic person. And when I have patients who have cancer, I have always tried to look at it holistically. Yeah. But I think definitely this does deepen it. It can't not.
Yeah. So anything you want to say to our guests, our listeners, before we bid you farewell and just thank you again for being just so amazing last week? Anything you want to share that I haven't covered?
Not particularly. I just want to say that the DL Link are amazing, and they deserve 100% all of our support. And I really so appreciate the opportunity that they afforded us to be able to contribute and be part of something so special.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, Lana, thank you. Thank you for the time. I mean, I'm saying this on behalf of the DL Link, and I'm sure they've thanked you a million times over. It was a huge commitment. It took up a lot of your time. You got to experience something amazing, but you gave such a gift last week. You know, I was in the audience and it touched me really, really deeply. And the DL Link and all those associated with it benefited greatly from it. So thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
And take care. Take care.
You too.
All right. Ciao, ciao.